This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and Health News Channel. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jim Lavelle, founder of Metabolic Code and Enterprises Incorporated, a web platform and practice solution enterprise launching air support and a metabolic code assessment. James is probably best known for his expertise in natural therapeutics application and drug nutrient depletion issues and uncovering the underlying metabolic issues that keep people from feeling healthy and vital. Dr. Lavelle, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. So what are some of the main causes of poor overall health? For example, constantly getting the cold or flu, high cholesterol, obesity, etc.?
Well, I mean, there's a wide range of reasons that things can happen. But the first step is, you know, if we just go down step by step, one is, you know, you got to get good sleep. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that when you don't get sleep, your body doesn't repair. When you don't get sleep, your blood sugar goes up. When you don't get sleep, you literally damage your neurons in your brain, and that leads to, over time, you know, short-term memory loss. And so sleep is really big. And I know we all hear these things, but a lot of times people don't figure out that there's a physiologic consequence to not enough sleep. Which it triggers inflammation basically in your body, which leads me to the next point, is that, you know, number one killer is heart disease. People get heart attacks, their arteries plaque up. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One of the big reasons is post-meal high blood sugar. So it's called postprandial hyperglycemia. So when you eat a lot of starch, a lot of carbs, too much sugar, and your blood sugar skyrockets up, it triggers inflammatory compounds. And inflammatory compounds, you could think of it, increases the rate of rusting of your cholesterol molecules in your arteries. And when you rust cholesterol, you lay down plaque. And so, you know, you think of sleep, eating healthier, and then we got to talk about protecting those arteries, which I'll talk about in a minute. Exercise, incredibly important. You know, most people go to the gym for 1 hour, and the other 23 hours a day, they're sitting on their tail. They don't realize that, you know, you need to move more in general, so become part of that active or more active movement. It's super important. And then obviously, managing your stress, man. I got to tell you, if there's one thing that really throws things off, if you looked in the Wall Street Journal about 4 months ago, they had an article, stress causes cholesterol to go up. Well, when you say the word stress, it really means you're making more stress hormones. Those stress hormones are coursing through your body, triggering changes in the way your body deals with sugar, the way your body stores fat, and the way your body makes cholesterol. And so stress, sleep, exercise, and diet really are the pillars scientifically that will, you know, will normalize things. So those are the biggies.
And some great points right there. Now, in your book, Cracking the Metabolic Code, 9 Keys to Optimal Health, you say that the issues are not found in simply one organ, but in several parts of the body, oftentimes in twos and threes. What do you mean by this?
Well, it's, you know, you think of where medicine is going now, because I teach at George Washington University, their integrative medicine master's degree program. It's called networks. So, you know, it's the fact that when your stress hormones go up that are released from your adrenal glands, that affects your blood sugar regulation, your pancreas. And when your stress hormones go up, it can alter thyroid hormone production. So what's happening is a network, it's like a circuit board in your house, right? When you have circuit breakers that trip, you know, once those circuit breakers trip, until you go back and correct them, you know, you're just going to have a dead plug. And that's kind of what happens in your body, is these networks get out of balance, your body spirals out of control. One of the biggest things that happen is my blood sugar goes up, my immune system starts to weaken, so I become more prone to colds and flu, especially when I'm under chronic stress. You know, one of the big things I recommend people, and I love when people take aged garlic extract. I don't work for aged garlic, you know, as an employee. So I can tell you that, the studies on it, Dr. Budoff's last studies that the UCLA School of Cardiology showed that it regressed plaque, that it helped lower blood pressure and make your blood vessels healthier, which is one of the key tenets of aging, is not allowing your blood vessels to harden. And then it reduced the amount or the rate of rusting of your cholesterol. So if, one of the key supplements I talk to people about all the time is they should incorporate aged garlic extract into their kind of lifestyle, because it's been shown in so many studies and publications, over 700 publications, that it has benefit. So I think that's a big one. I mean, a lot of times people say, oh, take a multivitamin, that kind of stuff. You know what? Eat better. You'll get a lot of vitamins and minerals. Maybe you need a few extra vitamins and minerals, and that's fine. But I think there's some of these novel food compounds like turmeric. Everybody hears of curcumin or turmeric as an anti-inflammatory. Aged garlic extract has got amazing data, from everything from reducing plaque to lowering blood pressure to improving immune function. And the thing is that it's in humans. So it's not just studies. I mean, I always tell people the next time that I have a rat walk into my clinic, I am going to be so well prepared because of all the studies they've done on rats. But I don't have any rats coming in my clinic. I got humans, so I need to look at human data. And so that's what I really like about aged garlic. And I like it because it crosses against those networks. So when it's dampening stress and dampening inflammation, it's helping your blood vessels to stay healthy.
Now, if you would, touch on the 9 keys to optimal health mentioned in Cracking the Metabolic Code.
Well, sure. I mean, the big one is, I kind of mentioned stress, or how your adrenal glands respond to stress. And the reason for that is when your adrenals push a lot of cortisol out, you make more cholesterol. The second key is managing your thyroid. Thyroid is what helps you burn fat. It's what tells you how to absorb your nutrients. It tells all of your receptors in your body to open up and function. So you need thyroid hormone health is vital to you being able to remain healthy, feel focused, to have energy, not get fat. And I got to tell you, we got an epidemic of people. We got, 38% of the U.S. population right now is obese. 78% are overweight. A lot of them are rooted in these metabolic disturbances. The third one is blood sugar disturbances. Half of the U.S. population is either insulin resistant or diabetic. Literally 12% of the U.S. population now is diabetic. 38% of the U.S. population is insulin resistant, or in other words, pre-diabetic. So learning how to count your carbs, learning how to regulate your blood sugar better, those are super important for aging. If you're really interested in longevity, keep your blood sugar under control, keep your stress hormones under control, and you got a good shot at living a long life. That's been shown over and over again. The fourth one is really about detoxification. Making sure, we live in a time where we're getting exposed to a lot of things, and making sure that, your liver and kidneys are resilient to the onslaught. A newborn baby has 293 foreign chemicals in their body. Umbilical cord study from neonates. That's to me is amazing. And we wonder why we have kids that are so sick. And so as we become adults, we have to maintain the ability to detoxify from environmental toxins. There's a huge amount of information coming out about something called obesogens. And obesogens are compounds from the environment that get into us and then shut off our ability to burn fat and make us good at storing fat. And, this can be passed on generation to generation. That's the scary thing. So making sure we detox is super important. Intestinal health, a lot of information about the microbiome now. Right. So everybody's talking about the beneficial flora in the gut. Well, we've been talking about that for 30 years. So, I mean, this isn't anything new for us, but getting across in the 9 keys is that your intestine houses 70% of your immune system. 70%. And so gut health isn't just about, do I have a bowel movement every day? Yes, that's good. but it's what's my immune system doing? Am I reacting to any foods? Am I intolerant to any foods? Is my microflora out of balance because maybe I'm on a proton pump inhibitor, I'm on an acid blocking drug that's changing my microflora and triggering a potential problem with inflammation. And that was just shown at Stanford School of Medicine, right? People on proton pump inhibitors for a long time end up increasing their inflammatory response and causing the inner lining of the artery to become more damaged, as well as causing renal damage, as well as causing increased risk for Alzheimer's, neural damage, all triggered by inflammation. So the gut is the key player in regulating inflammation. So those are some of the real big ones. Obviously, water is incredibly important, you know, drinking adequate water. There's a lot of people drinking alkaline water these days. And, you know, in Japan, they outlawed alkaline water. They say it's damaging to your body. And so we get a lot of people get onto popular trends for no apparent reason, and it's just good marketing hype. And that's all it is. And so understanding water quality, I mean, we're beings that are, you know, largely composed of water, and, you know, it should be important that we, A, get in enough water, and B, understand what water is really good for us. And then, you know, the last thing is, of course, is, you know, another area that's important, I know we're limited on time, is, you know, it's sex hormones as you're aging. You know, that you should be looking at your vitality and saying, well, gee, you know, did I have a head trauma? You know, is there a reason why I'm not making sex hormones appropriately as a man in my 40s or 50s? A lot of times it's stress. People don't realize when you're under chronic stress, your sex hormones go down. But we know for sure that men that have better testosterone into their 50s, 60s, and 70s have a reduced risk of all-cause death, that their heart health is better, that they have more vitality. If they go in and get a procedure at a hospital, they're more likely to come out in a positive, with a positive result. So I think these are all, you know, these are the whole purpose of writing Cracking the Metabolic Code was to really get people to understand you have to take control of your health. That you can't wait until your lab values become a label for you, like diabetes, like heart disease, you know, like MS, like osteoporosis. You know, before the labels start getting put on you, take charge, empower your health. There's a questionnaire in the back of that book. We actually have that online now so that, you know, it helps doctors to go through what people are, you know, what they're doing. And then it's be proactive. You know, because believe me, I always tell people, you know, I've been in this business a long time. God forbid you have a heart attack. You know, everybody will be sad, you know, other than your direct family, who could be sad for a long time. But all your coworkers will be sad about a week, and then they're going to get a replacement. So nobody's going to care that, you know, you're putting in that extra time stressing yourself out if you go away. So, you know, take care of yourself. Enjoy your work. Enjoy your life, your family, your recreation. But take care of your health. That was the essence of that book.
Well, well said. Today we are with Dr. Jim Lavelle, founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises, Incorporated, a web platform and practice solution enterprise, launching Air Support and the Metabolic Code Assessment here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, so many men and women result to prescription drugs to resolve a variety of medical issues. However, according to your book, Nutritional Cost of Drugs, prescription drugs cause our bodies to lose important nutrients. What are some ways to combat these losses and maintain good nutritional health?
Well, I'll tell you, the big thing is you're not going to get it in food enough because, you know, I can tell people how they need to eat 9 to 12 servings of vegetables and fruit a day, but guess what? Nobody does it. It's very few people that get enough plants in their diet. And if I had to urge somebody what they should eat more of to get the minerals and vitamins that they need, it would be eat more plants. I do believe that people should eat protein. I like natural sources of protein like grass-fed beef, you know, free-range chicken, wild-caught fish. You know, but at the same time, when people are on drug therapies, they can be depleting massive amounts of nutrients out of their body that it can't be replaced by food. So they need to supplement it. So looking at what nutrients are depleted, you know, popular drug is proton pump inhibitors, number three most prescribed drug, right? You know, the Nexium, the little purple pill kind of thing. And there's tons of them everywhere. I mean, you can buy them over the counter. And it depletes magnesium, which is the single most important mineral, in my opinion, for your body, because it helps to regulate how you make energy. It helps to regulate your blood sugar. It's responsible for how your nerves function and muscles function. So it's kind of important. But it'll deplete magnesium and B12 and calcium and protein out of your body and vitamin D. It thins your bones. And so obviously you need to, you know, if you're going to be on a proton pump inhibitor, you should be taking something that'll build your vitamin D up, get some minerals in you, and you may even need to resort to a B12 shot from your doctor. You got to get your B12 levels checked. You know, cholesterol meds, you know, really big, you know, take a statin, right? They deplete CoQ10 and vitamin D and selenium and an amino acid called carnitine. Omega-3 fatty acids get depleted. So, you know, the benefit of fish, it gets depleted. If you're on a statin and then you're on, say, another drug that depletes CoQ10, like a beta blocker, which, you know, slows your heart rate down, it's commonly used for heart conditions, you have two different drugs depleting CoQ10 out of your body. And CoQ10 is what makes all of your muscles in your body fire. And when you go low in CoQ10, you get what's called myopathies, or my muscle is inflamed. It hurts to walk. And so, I've been passionate about the whole area of a drug-induced nutrient depletion for 30 years now. I mean, I've written, you know, 4 books on it. I think because it's not required reporting for the drug companies, they don't report it. So therefore, hey, no foul. We don't have to report it. But what happens is drugs get on the market, like, you know, the Nexiums of the world, the PPIs. And then all of a sudden we start seeing hip fractures and increased risk of osteoporosis. And then what we say afterwards, it's called post-surveillance. Oh, this drug depletes these nutrients, and that's why we're having this problem. Women with depression from being on oral contraceptives. Women get depressed, they get put on after they're on oral contraceptives, and it's because oral contraceptives deplete vitamin B6, and you need B6 to make serotonin and dopamine, your feel-good neurochemicals in your brain, and it takes more than a one-a-day vitamin of B6. You got to take 50 milligrams of B6 to correct that, and you can't get that enough in a diet. So, you know, the big strategy there is look at your drugs, find out what nutrients are depleted, and take a high potency dose of those things in order to be sure that you're going to countermeasure against it.
Good stuff. And lastly, if there was one magic pill that could solve some of our most serious health problems, what would that be in your opinion?
Oh, no, without a doubt. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan of chiolic aged garlic extract. I mean, it works on your insulin receptors. It helps with your blood vessels. It keeps you from oxidizing, so your rate of rusting goes down. It reduces fat, you know, deposits in your liver and fat around your heart. I mean, it really is probably, if I had to think, if somebody said to me, you're only allowed to choose one nutrient, chiolic aged garlic extract would be the one nutrient I would choose to take. I take it every day, and I've taken it for years. I'm a big believer in it. And it's because I see it work in my patients. I see their blood pressures go down. I see their cholesterol improve. You know, I see things happen when people take it. And that's because it's a science evidence-based product. So, yeah, chiolic aged garlic for sure to me is the one thing.
Well, it certainly has been informative, and certainly appreciate your time spent here today. Valuable details to better our health. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could they be in touch if they desired to do so?
Well, if they want information on chiolic, they can go to chiolic.com. And if they want information from me, I've got a free carb counter and lots of articles. They just go to Jim Lavalle, LAVALLE, all lowercase, .com.
Once again, Dr. Lavalle, thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio, and have a great rest of your day. We certainly appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
You bet. It certainly was. We've been speaking with Dr. Jim Lavelle, founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises Incorporated, a web platform and practice solution enterprise launching air support and the Metabolic Code Assessment. And for more information, visit kyolic.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.